You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Barrett. Now, you might have a Chihuahua with no chill, a German Shepherd who will protect you at all costs, or a Labrador who wants to be friends with everyone. We want to hear from you. Does your dog's personality match up with what you expected from its breed or mix of breeds? Join in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Here's the deal. Popular knowledge and organizations like the American Kennel Club say, hey, when you're getting a dog, you got to do some research, find out which breeds match up with your lifestyle and personality. If you love spending time on the couch, get a Greyhound. If you've got endless reserves of energy, get a Russell Terrier. According to a new study, though, a lot of these personality traits don't have that much to do with a dog's breed. Researchers at the University of Massachusetts and elsewhere, they surveyed over 18,000 dog owners, and they did genetic testing on a couple thousand dogs to find out what determines dog personality and behavior. Half the dogs in the study are mutts, half are purebred. They found that a dog's breed only accounts for 9% of personality and behavior variation among dogs. More important factors include age and sex. Even those aren't very significant. All right, there's the study. Now we want you, your data. We're talking about your dog, and you could join in at 800-642-1234. Does your dog, current dog, past or present dog, does their personality match up with what you'd expect from its breed, the stereotype, or does your dog run contrary, different from what you thought it would be based on the breed? Join in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Now, we asked around Wisconsin public media. This is going to shock you. When we asked our colleagues about their dogs, they had a lot to say. Hope Kerwin, WPR reporter in La Crosse, says, I have a Greyhound. She is the laziest dog I've ever met, which seems to be a common personality trait for a breed. When Hope was first looking at Greyhounds, she writes, I was so surprised that they have a reputation for being a 45-mile-per-hour couch potato, and that's definitely what Katie is. She loves a good sprint around the backyard, but spends most of her time asleep on the couch. That doesn't sound too bad. I could live that way. Well, how about you? 800-642-1234. Does your dog's personality match the breed stereotype? Oh, look, lots of you are calling. Fantastic. Connie starts us off in Portage. Connie, hi.
I just wanted to let you know, we've had four English Bulldogs now, and we just got our fourth puppy. Their personalities, all four, were completely different. They really were. This one is just a real little stinker. We can't get her trained. She's bullheaded as heck. She's just totally different than the rest. They were more easygoing. So just to let people know, they're all different.
Connie, I got to ask, though, there's obviously something about English Bulldogs that keeps you coming back for more. What is it?
Oh, because they're so sweet. They are the sweetest, and their face is real squishy, and we just kiss them and hug them, and they're just the sweetest dog ever.
All right. What's the little stinker's name now, the current one?
It should be something awful, but it's Lily.
Lily. Oh, what a nice name. Connie, thank you so much for starting us off at 800-642-1234. We'll go now to Ray in Dodgeville. Ray, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What do you want to share with us, Ray?
I just wanted to share how quality of a Cavapoo is. I've heard so much about them being affectionate, but I wound up getting one during the pandemic, and it turned out to be a very loving dog. It doesn't take away from other dogs, as I've seen other dogs that the trait has been falsely shown, but it's how you raise them when it comes right down to it. I think even with children, it's how you raise them really shows the difference of how affectionate they're going to really comply with you.
Gotcha. And Ray, I'm sorry, I missed it. What was the breed again?
A Cavapoo. It's a crossbreed between a poodle and a St. Charles Spaniard.
Gotcha. Fantastic, Ray. Thanks for spelling that out for me. We are asking you, based on some current research now, does your dog's personality match up with what you expected from the breed of the dog? Some research says, hey, you know, these breeds, they're pretty recent, historically speaking, and a lot of this behavior is going back thousands of years, so a lot of this personality doesn't come from the breed. We want to hear your firsthand data. 800-642-1234. Okay, your firsthand anecdotes. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. John is with us in Baronet. John, hi.
How are you doing?
Good. What's your story, John?
Well, about 5 years ago, my cousin raised his German Shepherds up in Escanaba, Michigan, and had one he couldn't sell, so I went and got it. I thought he'd be the perfect dog because I leave, you know, my house is unattended most of the day. Figured he'd be a good yard dog. Well, he's the biggest sissy you've ever met. he's just a big, he thinks he's a lap dog. All he's interested in is chasing his ball, and if a rabbit came up and bit him on the foot, he'd stand there and look dumbfounded. Like, what was that about?
German Shepherd, John, that's a mighty big lap dog.
It's a bite, yeah. He wants to climb up there. Like, you know, you can't let him. He weighs about 90 pounds now. So. But, yeah, he didn't turn out anything like, I mean, he's the best dog I ever had. I love him to death. But
awesome.
Not what I was expecting at all.
John, thank you so much for sharing that with us. Appreciate it at 800-642-1234. Jill Nadeau, Larry Mueller Show producer and fill-in host you hear on the air sometimes, says, my rescue dog Seamus is a mix of a lot of breeds, so he's amazing. Well, I don't know if that proves or disproves the science, but it's good to hear about. Back to your calls at 800-642-1234. Tracy is with us in Spring Green. Tracy, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What's your dog story, Tracy?
My parents, years ago, got a toy poodle. We actually got it for my mother, who we had always been mutt people. And we'd always gone to the, you know, Humane Society and gotten whatever mutt nobody else wanted. And then my mother, after the last mutt died, made some comment about how she'd always wanted a toy poodle as a girl. And we all sort of scrunched our noses up and said, a toy poodle? But Mother's Day was coming, so we decided to get her, as a surprise, a toy poodle. Well, this toy poodle turned out to be the calmest, most laid-back, silent dog ever. He was so laid-back and quiet. He kind of kept to himself, but he was affectionate, too. And so after having the experience of that dog, when I decided to get a dog of my own, and I was an apartment dweller for many years at that time, I thought, well, I'm going to get one of those. They don't shed. They don't make any noise. They're perfect. And I got my wonderful dog, Fred, who is now gone, and loved him very much. But he was the yappiest, most anxiety-ridden little dog anyone could ever have. And I raised him very similarly to the way my parents raised their dog. And that's just the personality he came with.
Luck of the draw, I guess. Tracy, thank you so much for sharing both those stories with us. I appreciate it. Let's go to Angela now in Waukesha. Angela, hi.
Hi.
What's your dog story do you have to share with us, Angela? And does the personality match the expectation?
It does. My husband and I are Chihuahua people, and we have two rescue Chihuahuas, and they are little dogs with a big personality. They like their pack, they like the Chihuahuas, but not other dogs so much. Or other people all the time. So they kind of fit the personality that we thought we'd get. And we love them and we adore them. And all 3 pounds of fluff, they think they're a lot bigger than that.
So. And that's what you wanted going in, Angela, right?
Correct. We love rescues and we love Chihuahuas a lot. So they're perfect. They're perfect just the way they are.
Wonderful, Angela. Thanks a lot for that. Hey, I have an update on this Cavapoo. Our producers found a picture. It's a pretty adorable dog, actually, I got to say. Back to your calls now at 800-642-1234. Karen is with us in Madison now. Hi, Karen.
Hi. So I have two mutts. They're primarily American Staffordshire Terrier with other breeds. One of them is kind of a medium-sized dark brindle, and she is the sweetest dog you'll ever meet. She loves everyone. She loves to roll around on the ground and play. Just absolute sweetie. She will bring you toys to share. we call her our little socialist liberal. And then we have another one who is small, mixed with a French bulldog, mostly white, and very, very nervous and very jealous. And she will actually prevent the larger dog from eating because she'll run back and forth between the food dishes because she wants to be the one to control that, even though she has plenty of food. And she'll try and be big and tough, even though she's tiny. And we call her our little Republican because she just can't let anyone else have anything. So, but they're both very sweet dogs when they feel like it.
Karen, thanks a lot for sharing that with us. We are talking about your dogs, and you can too at 800-642-1234. A new study says, you know, all those stereotypes we associate with a dog's breed and the personality they have, well, at least according to this one study, there may be other research out there. They matched up genetics and personality and found they don't always match up so well. How about you and your dog, past, present, or future? 800-642-1234. Does your dog match what you stereotype, what you think about that breed? 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll get back to more of your calls coming up here on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation about dog personality. A new study found that breed only accounts for about 9% of a dog's personality. So maybe our stereotypes about a breed and their personality doesn't really always add up. Well, we want to hear your experience at 800-642-1234. Back to your calls now. Sandra is with us in Williams Bay. Sandra, hi.
Hi there.
What's your dog, Sandra?
So my dog is a Louisiana Catahoula. Sometimes they call him a leopard dog because of their markings. He's Blue Merle, and he's a rescue from a ranch in Texas where they were breeding them. And they are the state dog of Louisiana, but not AKC recognized yet, I don't think. So it's a breed in formation, but they're becoming a lot more popular. They're not a huge dog, but they're not small, like around 45 pounds, and just tremendous athlete, super smart, and so friendly. He's friendly to other dogs, to people, 100% confidence in that. So just great dog.
I love it, Sandra. Thanks a lot. Now, if I recall correctly, the blues legend Clarence Gatemouth Brown has a whole song about a Catahoula, an alligator-eating dog, he calls it. So go find that. Check it out, Sandra. Thanks for calling in. We'll go next to Gretchen in northern Wisconsin. Gretchen, hi.
Good afternoon.
What do you want to tell us about Gretchen?
Well, I have a mixed terrier, and he's exactly like a terrier. He's a little terrorist. I love it. This is our third terrier. Other ones were Boston Terriers. They pretty much aligned right up with that. But they're all very loving, affectionate dogs, and they know the hand that feeds them. They follow me a lot.
Love. And what's his name, Gretchen?
Rufus.
Rufus. I love it. Thanks so much for sharing that. We are inviting your calls. Does your dog's personality match what you think of for their breed or lack of same? 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234. We asked around Wisconsin Public Media, David Baffa, education producer at PBS Wisconsin. Got two beagles. They both show certain personality traits associated with the breed, an obsession with sniffing and following scents and so on. But they differ in really significant ways. One much more stubborn, one more anxious, one loves chasing toys, the other uninterested in said toys. Back to your calls now at 800-642-1234. Corey is with us in Milwaukee. Corey, hello.
How are we doing today?
Good. What do you got, Corey?
I got Louie. He's a Cocker Spaniel Poodle mix. Mm-hmm. He's man's best friend. He does whatever you want him to do.
And do you expect that going in with a cockapoo, right, they call that?
When I first met him, I think he had his own personality, but we kind of meshed. We worked it out in the middle.
Wait. How much did you change for your cockapoo, Corey?
I probably gave him a little bit more leeway than I should. We're in Milwaukee. We live right off of Brady Street. He is the tail wagging champion of the Brady Street Dog Walk Festival.
Excellent, Corey. Louie trained you well. Thanks for sharing the story at 800-642-1234. Rana is with us now in Cameron. Rana, hi.
Hi, good afternoon. We have his and her dogs at our house. My husband wanted a Brittany Spaniel. It matches his personality perfectly. They're both running around trying to do too many things at once, chasing their ball. Oh, there goes a rabbit. Got to go that way. And they are just overly ambitious. My little mutt is a Welsh Corgi and Schnauzer cross. So she's wonderful, loving, a little protective, great at wagging her tail and making friends with everybody. So we have one of the true breed and one Mutsky. And my vote is for the Mutsky always.
Rana, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. We are taking your calls about your dogs, their personality, and how they match or don't match what people might expect from the breed of dog or the mutt nature of the dog. Still time for you to join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Kelly joins us next in Madison. Kelly, hello.
Hi.
What do you want to tell us about Kelly?
Well, I, first of all, think it's kind of a disservice to frame that study the way that it said, that that a dog's breed doesn't really affect the temperament, because I adopted a little farm puppy, a border collie, Australian cattle dog mix, thinking with that mindset that, oh, it's all how you raise them. You just train them, you socialize them, and you can have the kind of dog that fits in your life with your family. But she, despite all the socializing and all the training, she's still a cattle dog. And I stand up border collie. Like, all of those traits come through. The high energy, erratic, always want something to be occupying her mind. And
I gotcha, Kelly. You're kind of breaking up. But I think we take the point. Your dog does match what you'd expect, that standard in terms of behavior. And again, the researchers aren't saying 0% match. Just saying maybe not as much as we might think. Thanks again, Kelly, for sharing that at 800-642-1234. Gretchen joins us next in Eau Claire. Gretchen, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You've got what, Gretchen?
I've got a rough-coated collie. He's my first dog, and I'm 65. But anyway, he's so loyal and sweet and gentle, and he's the peacemaker around the house. No arguments allowed, so he steps between anybody who's not getting along, and he's just, I don't know, so smart and intuitive and so loyal.
And Gretchen, did you, when you were getting a collie, did you do it for that reason? You were hoping to get that loyal, intelligent peacemaker?
Well, I didn't know exactly. My uncle had a miniature collie when I was growing up, so that's about the only thing that was stuck in my mind, and I wanted a big dog. And Kai is huge. He's about 85 pounds. So, yeah. Anyway,
I love
it. Everything I wanted and more. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad to hear it, Gretchen. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. We are taking your dog stories for just another few minutes. The personality, the breed, do they match in your mind? 800-642-1234. Christiana is with us now in Appleton. Christiana, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to tell us about Christiana?
I have a Chihuahua, and she really likes to lick everybody, which is not what you'd expect from a Chihuahua.
Right, because people, I think of Chihuahuas as kind of like yipping at people and, you know, standoffish, and I'm, you know, they're tougher than you are. But yours is more friendly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. Thank
people
you.
Like her.
Sounds. Yeah. No Sounds problem. Like a fun dog, Christiana. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Rick is with us next. Now, Rick, what's your dog?
I have a golden retriever, and I guess I'd just like to make the comment, although it's certainly true that any dog can have a specific personality, working dogs that have been bred, particularly the sporting dogs or herding dogs, or when I say sporting dogs, I mean the retriever breeds, mm-hmm. they're bred specifically to be part of the team, the way we work the dogs in the same way that herding dogs work. And I think that's why you'll find the popularity of golden retrievers. They want to be part of the team as opposed to, let's say, pointers, which have been bred for hundreds of years for different things where they work independently. And they're sort of, I wouldn't say indifferent, but less inclined to sort of want the teamwork. So I'm not sure what that study was looking at in terms of personalities. But if you talk to professional dog trainers that work with working animals, not show dogs, but working animals, they'll tell you there is a definite difference in not only their behavior, but particularly instinct. So the retrievers want to retrieve, the pointers want to point, the hounds want to track. And it's just an observation anecdotally, but I believe it to be true.
Rick, thanks a lot for sharing that with us. Harry joins us now in Hayward. Harry, hello.
Gosh, I'm hitting up again on a shout out on the Golden Retrievers. But yes, I'll sort of paraphrase what the previous caller said. And they are sniffers. They will pick stuff up, but they will also sell their soul for a tennis ball. And their loyalty is one that I had a golden that when I was up on a roof, working on a roof, she would try to get up on a ladder and got up about three rungs. So they are they're good dogs, and they've changed my personality to theirs. So that's what I can say for the goldens.
Excellent. Harry, thank you so much for sharing that with us. Thanks to everyone who called in. I appreciate it. A lot of great stories. Maybe in trouble with my coworkers now. A lot of them shared stories that I didn't have time for because you called in. But hey, listen on. I might share some more other stories over the course of the next week. And by the way, there is still time to share your story of your dog's personality and whether you think it matches up with what you expected when you got it based on, you know, the breed and background and whatnot. Let us know over on the Ideas Network Facebook page. You can also email ideas@wpr.org. Always happy to hear more dog stories along the way.